got your giant size appetite.
And that's my toy.
Hey, Pete, you watching football?
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll take you inside the film room and look at the first year of running back Andre Williams. Our legacy interview features another running back, Brandon Jacobs. But to get things started, 2 weekends ago, Tom Coughlin celebrated the 20th anniversary of his J Fund, and our Giants Access Blue cameras were in Jacksonville chronicling all of it.
It's a beautiful course, man. Beautiful day. Jacksonville, Florida. Can't beat this. It's fun. It's always fun to be here and see guys take their cracks at it, take their attempts at it, and I'm just happy to be a part of it.
It is a fun day, and, you know, you always have that question, you know, how's the weather going to be? And fortunately for us, I put Jay McGillis in charge of this, and usually he comes through.
To be able to support him and everything that the J Fund stands for is an opportunity I think that every pro should take and lend their time and their resources to helping those that are in need.
That's not how you put it on the green.
See what the J Fund's able to provide is remarkable, and be able to come out here and support that cause, and that's something that's definitely special. And I look forward to continue to support the J Fund and come out every year as long as we're doing it.
To come back and have the kind of support that we've had, that's extremely satisfying, rewarding, whatever the word might be, to know that the people of Greater Jacksonville do support our cause and give us an opportunity to fulfill our mission pledge, which is to help families who have children with cancer.
It doesn't take very long to realize what a special evening this is. So it is our distinct pleasure to introduce you to a champion, not just in the football arena, but someone who champions the cause for families and children who have been battling cancer. And so, Coach, the podium is yours. It's our distinct pleasure to welcome Tom Coughlin.
When this tradition began, I dreamed that I could bring caring people together to celebrate the life of Jay McGillis, to raise needed funds, and to have a good time.
Please welcome Shannon
Masters. Last night we honored scholarship winners and we honored children who are battling cancer at the time, and then some really heartwarming stories of young people that have beaten cancer and gone on to do some great things with their lives.
For the J Fund to be around 20 years is very impressive. It shows the type of people that are with Coach, that support him and that continue to support him over the years. And you see guys like Doug Flutie, and I mean all these guys that have been around the league for so long and come and spend time and take the time out to come to this. It's impressive.
Remember that the more your goals are directed at benefiting people beyond yourself, the more likely you'll be to achieve success. And that's what this is all about.
Pretty exciting time in Jacksonville and a wonderful cause for Coach Coughlin, his wife Judy, and the entire Coughlin family putting so much behind the J Fund. Good to see players out there having a great time as well at TPC Sawgrass. Now it's time for sights and sounds, little tidbits as OTAs are underway.
Hit!
One guy who doesn't have to worry about OTAs anymore, Brandon Jacobs, because he's retired. He's our feature in our legacy interview when we return after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Not many players get an opportunity to be two-time Super Bowl champions, but Brandon Jacobs is one of those players. Big, strong, and rugged, Brandon is the focus of this week's legacy interview.
In the fourth round of the 2005 draft, the New York Giants selected a big, bruising running back out of Southern Illinois, and Brandon Jacobs would make an immediate impact for the Big Blue.
Well, it wasn't really hard for me to fit in because I knew my role. You know, I would be a short yardage goal line running back.
Hand off Jacobs, runs right inside the bar, touchdown Brandon Jacobs! Just powered his way in, and the rookie gets his first career NFL touchdown.
In 2006, Brandon's career would take off with a bang as the big bruising back recorded 9 touchdowns on over 400 yards rushing. Defenders soon learned that going toe-to-toe with Jacobs was a painful task, and most of the time they found themselves on the losing end.
Ah! Let's go! I ain't scared of you, big boy. I ain't gonna win that fight, though.
Following the retirement of Tiki Barber, Jacobs would take over as the Giants' new starting running back in 2007, and he would have his first 1,000-yard season while recording 6 touchdowns.
Hand off right for Jacobs.
Here it
is. 35-30 to the right sideline, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Brandon Jacobs. The longest run of his career.
And in the 2007 playoffs, Jacobs and the Road Warrior Giants would prove to the rest of the NFL that they were a team to be reckoned with.
Hand off Jacobs. He runs right, plows to the goal line. Touchdown, Giants. And they regain the lead.
Jacobs fires the football into the play clock.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game. Second coldest game ever at Lambeau Field. -1 degree with a wind chill of -23.
Well, coming out, you know, our first possession, when I see Charles Woodson come up and play the run, I was like, I'm not going to let a corner come in and spear me in the legs and get a 1 yard loss. I'm not going to do that. So I ran right into him. And I knew that he was a major player on their team, was a leader on their defense. And I knew that once something can happen to him, the other 10 guys, it'll be an image in their heads knowing that this guy just ran over Charles Woodson. So he was done. He wasn't in it the rest of the game.
Manning, handoff left for Jacobs, plows into the end zone for a touchdown.
I celebrate because we just won the NFC Championship game to go play in the Super Bowl.
February the 3rd, 2008, at stake the Vince Lombardi Trophy. The New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots in Super Bowl 42.
The Giants still trailed the Patriots 14-10 late in the fourth quarter when they would go on a drive for the ages.
Fourth and the length of a football, 11 and a half inches.
This is the ball game.
My number was called for the fourth and one. And I wasn't nervous. I was really excited because not a lot of people have an opportunity to come through in a major situation for your team.
Manning calls out signal. Hand off Jacobs. Runs right, dives ahead. He's got the first down.
And I pretty much knew then that, you know what, we just got this. I don't think they're going to stop this offense.
Manning calling signals. Takes the snap. Looks left. Lobs it left. First is wide open. Touchdown, Giants! In the left corner of the end zone.
Touchdown.
And that is it. The New York Giants have knocked off the New England Patriots 17-14. And the Giants, with the most improbable win in recent memory, have won Super Bowl 42.
We done won the Super Bowl. We done won the Super Bowl.
2008 would prove to be Brandon's best season with the Giants, as he ran for over 1,000 yards for the second straight year and recorded a team-high 15 touchdowns. Jacobs would continue to be the Giants' workhorse in the backfield throughout the decade, and in 2011, he would once again help lead them back to the NFL mountaintop.
From Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, it's the New York Football Giants and the New England Patriots, Super Bowl 46.
Brady's back. Brady's under pressure. Brady's chased. Brady heaves one down the middle of the field into the end zone. A jump ball, and it's incomplete, and the ball game's over, and the Giants have won Super Bowl 46.
Still will, the heart of a champion.
That was awesome. First one was great. And the second one was even sweeter. You know, and to have a ticker tape parade in New York City is the best experience I've had.
Jacobs said goodbye to Big Blue after their win in Super Bowl 46. He would join the San Francisco 49ers for the 2012 season. But in 2013, he would return home to finish out his career in New York.
For me to come back here and have an opportunity to finish as a Giant meant so much to me and my family. And I was thankful to come back here and play with my boys and go out like I wanted to go out.
Jacobs finished his career as the Giants' all-time leader in rushing touchdowns, surpassing Tiki Barber in 2013. And his 64 total touchdowns ranks fourth in Giants history. And he knows that the Giants' legacy will always live on.
Once a Giant, always a Giant means to me that these Giant fans and these people in this organization will always respect you and have open arms and love you just as they did when you were playing.
We thank Brandon Jacobs for sitting down in this week's Legacy interview. When we come back, John Beeson left his legacy in high school. We'll tell you about it after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. You know, we chronicle a lot of the things that players do on the field, but they have a lot of great memories of things that happen off the field. And last year, our cameras followed John Beeson as he was inducted into his high school Hall of Fame.
Our next recipient, in all likelihood, is the best athlete ever come out of Chaminade, Madonna.
I think anytime you get honored, man, it's special. You know, especially when it's, you know, it's by your family and by your peers.
John, have fun, man. Love it, sir.
See it all kind of come to the surface and you get honored in the Hall of Fame. It's the biggest achievement ever. You know, first off, I just want to thank my family, my coaches. There's so many different people here that had a part of it.
We're extremely excited, not only as definitely as a school, as a community, alumni, we're all ecstatic about being able to honor him for all the things that he's done.
Here, this is back in my days as a quarterback, long time ago. And I'm wearing number 55 at quarterback, which is a problem. There I am. And I'm pouting because we're losing the game. So I'm not very happy.
His work ethic, I think, is inspiring because he's one of the guys that I can say that he turned himself into the player that he wanted to be. And through development and hard work, it's very, very important to give that image, I think, out to the youth.
Just win today. It's simple. Don't make it harder than that. You know? Don't worry about
it. It's a quote. Yesterday is history, tomorrow's mystery, today's a gift. That's why they call it the present.
That's it.
You know, he was very humble, loyal kid, great personality. And I think a lot of it comes from his mother. You know, she did a great job raising the two boys, and you can still see it today.
When the outside see your son the way that you see him, and they feel about him the way that a mom feel about their son, it's words can't describe it.
I draw strength from everybody in this room. I try to do my best to represent Chaminade as a whole, on and off the field. Appreciate you guys coming out. I'm absolutely honored to be here. I'm going to go ahead and make this my crowning achievement. To date, right? To date. The Hall of Fame. Thank you, and have a good night. Giant fans, thanks for coming back, seeing my foundation, my core, where it all started at for me. Appreciate you, you know, checking it out. Let's get back to the field. Time to do some work.
Pretty cool watching John Beeson receive that honor, and really a tremendous character individual. Now it's time for this week's edition of Off Guard with Steve Weatherford.
I would have to say Superman, hands down. I like Thor a lot, but Superman embodies everything that I try to turn myself into. You know, he's always there when people need him, and he's just got amazing gifts. I'm from Indiana. I've always loved basketball. Twisted Sister, I Wanna Rock. Love it. I would have to say my soccer ball. You know, from my one of the my fondest memories as a kid is my dad building me a regulation size soccer goal in my backyard, and I just thought that was the coolest thing ever. 1986 Cadillac Fleetwood Broham. Champagne with tan seats. It was awesome. Four-door. It was a boat.
Thanks, Steve Weatherford, for this week's edition of Off Guard. When we come back, we'll take you inside the film room and look at Andre Williams as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. Welcome back to Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Well, Andre Williams just wrapped up his rookie season with the New York Giants, so we decided to take a look at his game. We went inside the film room, Carl Banks and I, focusing on the Boston College running back.
Well, you know, I think I'm a unique combination of size and speed and power.
And that is the message that you send with your run game.
You know, I like to play the game rough. I don't shy away from contact, and I really like to play mind games with the defense. I like to beat the defense up and just come at them harder in the fourth quarter.
Hand off Williams. He plows right, fighting for the goal line. Is he in? Touchdown, Giants.
Block him right down the middle. We hold that edge. Look, you can't have a better looking hole than that right there.
Hand off Williams. Finds a hole up the middle. Andre Williams to the 40, to the 45 midfield. Bounces off another tackle. He's to the 40, breaks to the right, to the 30, cuts it back inside, and tackled at the 26-yard line.
You run over a safety here, that's a punch in the mouth.
Manning takes the snap, handoff Williams. He plows into the end zone, touchdown right up the middle for Andre Williams.
Pretty simple, isn't it?
I'm joined by two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks and Andre Williams, a rugged runner. Carl, patience, something he's got to learn, but he did learn it in Tennessee, maybe with the help of a little bobble.
Yeah, patience is something he definitely has to learn, the pace of the game and how he can space out his runs. One thing about him, coming out of college, he was a Heisman Trophy candidate. We saw him in camp, and we knew that he is a NFL-ready running back. But being NFL-ready doesn't make you NFL good. So he has to learn to run the daylight. And you can see from the benefit of a fumble here, a little bobble, there's the daylight. Now you can see his open field speed. Runs by everyone. So he's a contact runner, rugged, but when he can get in the open field, which he's going to have to learn to do more of, he can be a dangerous runner.
50-yard run there for Andre Williams. He had over 100 yards rushing in the game. And Carl, we're going to take a look at one other play of Andre Williams and just kind of what he brings as far as physicality and his ability to grow as a player.
This is something we didn't see early in the year. He's following his fullback, but watch the cut. Little jump cut there because he read the linebacker. Now watch what happens when he gets in the open field. Boom, just runs over the safety.
So, Carl, as you take a look at Andre Williams, who had the most rushing yards by a Giants rookie running back since Ron Dayne in 2000, what are some of the areas in which he needs to improve upon as he gets ready for his second season in the league?
Well, I think he's a very deliberate running back in terms of following instructions. So if the card or if the play calls for you to read your fullback, you do that. But he's got to allow his instincts to take over sometimes, too. That means taking a glance at a linebacker, and if a linebacker overcommits, knowing that there's a backside run where there's daylight, where normally it could be 4 yards if you stay directly where the play calls for you to play, or it could be 14 to 24 yards if you cut back and overplay where the linebacker overplays you.
A little look at Andre Williams inside the film room. Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective, brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Well, we flipped the calendar to June. June means veteran minicamp coming up, OTAs are underway, and this is really the ramp up now for the start of the 2015 NFL season. Very important foundation pieces are getting laid down, because when the team comes to training camp later on in the summer, you hit the ground running, because once you get to camp, it goes fast. The preseason games come one after another, and before you know it, you're staring at your opening night of the season in Dallas against the Cowboys. So although it seems laid back and everybody's kind of getting ready for summer, there's a level of intensity that goes on with NFL players, making sure that they're getting the necessary work done mentally and physically to get themselves ready for a long and grueling season. and that's my perspective. Make sure you join us each and every Saturday night here on My Nine for Giants Access Blue. Follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and on Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Popple. We'll see you next Saturday night for another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Giants Access Blue is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.